Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love.
That's Tony Williams. His voice there is a front man for the Platters from the Wayback Machine, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chad Moutray is our guest, our good friend, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist and forecaster for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org, and his monthly report is outstanding. And I look at it every month, and we report on it as often as he will join us, which is right now. Chad, thanks again for being here. Continued good news. You know, you guys continue to report good news of the other groups, like NFIB, continue to report good news. I'm still picking on the media because when the NFIB the other group, I'm trying to think, I'll think of the name in a minute. Well, they had another report, and small business sentiment dropped a tenth of a point to a level that was still record high. The media said small business CEOs their optimism is down or whatever. Come on, people, report it. Tell the truth. We're still riding a high out here on Main Street. What do you think?
I have a similar frustration. You know, if you remember back in December, what I call the freak out of December, everyone was worried about the stock market and everything. If you remember ISM, the Institute for Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Index, fell a lot, right? And so one of the headlines was the worst drop in manufacturing confidence since Lehman Brothers.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Lehman Brothers obviously brings up all the thoughts about the Great Recession, et cetera, and all the horribleness there. The reality is, it was over 50. You know, index readings over 50 means expansion, right? So you still had growing sales. You still had growing demand, you know, overall employment. There was nothing that was contractionary in that report at all. And, in fact, it has rebounded since then. So I think headline writers, unfortunately, like the drama.
Well, that's the
reality
thing.
Is.
I think that's an important point.
Reality is manufacturing is shrinking. It's slowing, but it's not shrinking. And we continue to grow. The overall economy continues to grow modestly. And I think that we have to make sure we put that message out there, because otherwise you have these more dramatic kind of draconian headlines that make it sound like it's worse than it is.
Well, the thing that I try to tell people, and I wrote an article about this, you can't get your news from the headlines. You've got to read the articles. You've got to read more than one article about a topic before you take something home, because the headline writers their job is only to write headlines. They're not even connected to the article. They scan the article, write the headline, and their job is to sensationalize, because their attitude is if they're a headline writer, if it doesn't sell, they get fired. If it doesn't make people click, it's like clickbait. If it doesn't make people click, they don't keep their job. So don't get sucked into the politics of the jobs of headline writers. Read the article. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, you have to actually look at the overall trend lines that are there. In this case, it was just downright. I mean, it might have been true. I guess the drop might have been right, but the reality is that that's not at all what the report was saying. You know, you have to be careful. And I think the challenge there is, and I called it the freak out of December, right? You had a lot of people who were convinced that we were going into a recession or were already in a recession, right, because of some of the drama that was happening.
Right.
The stock market was falling and, you know, the Fed was doing what it was doing. And I think that just led to this huge pushback. And the reality is we weren't going into a recession then. Mm-hmm. We still aren't going into a recession.
No. You heard people say something like, how long can this last?
Yeah. So I think you have to kind of put it all in perspective. The manufacturing sector, as I said, continues to grow. It's going to, you know, obviously we're seeing slowing around the world. We can talk about that. But it's still growing, and I think that's the bigger message.
Is the biggest headwind right now for manufacturing basically the same one we have for any other part of Main Street businesses, and that's just not finding the human capital? We can't put enough humans to work. I know small business owners who can't grow because they can't hire enough people. Is that the biggest headwind we have now?
Well, that's definitely the number one issue that we hear from our members is the lack of talent, right? And that's certainly holding back activity. I mean, it's not the only headwind that's out there, but it's certainly one of the top ones. You also have rising prices, which is certainly something that our members say. Lack of truck drivers, which is somewhat related to the workforce issue. Trade, obviously, there's lots of uncertainty on the trade front, and obviously health care costs. Those are the top five issues in our survey, we've had really the workforce issue for six straight quarters. So that's again, go back to my conversation earlier. We have more job openings in the U.S. than actual people who are looking for
talent. What is manufacturing doing about that? Are they starting to do some of their own training instead of expecting it to come out of the public education process?
They are. They're trying to be as proactive as possible. They're doing a lot more in-house training, trying to do a lot more upskilling of their existing talent. Encouraging retirees to stay around a little longer is another option there. But also, again, on that proactive side, trying to work with local educational institutions, right?
Right. I'm seeing that.
If you're working with your community college and four-year institutions and even high schools to say, hey, I need welders, what can you do to get me welders or mechanics or whatever skill you need? Immigration plays into that as well, obviously, and we've been pushing for immigration reform for a while. So, I mean, I think all of those things kind of play in. We have the Manufacturing Institute at the NAM, which really has worked pretty for a long time on this issue of workforce development.
National Association of Manufacturers, folks, NAM.org is the place where Chad hangs out as the chief economist and chief forecaster. When we come back, I'm going to get Chad to talk about some of those other headwinds like trade and some of the trade negotiations that are going on. After the break, Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.